Honorable Madam Chair, Excellency, Honorable Ministers, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. It is a great pleasure and honor for me to address the country statement in this important section of International Conference on Nutrition. On behalf of the government of the Republic of the Union of Myanmar, and on my own behalf, I would like to extend my heartfelt gratitude to FAO and WHO for organizing this very significant event. I hope that this conference will provide a unique opportunity for all of us to hear, to exchange views and experience to address food, health, agriculture, educational and societal protection challenges and pave the way forward. Madam Chair, Honourable Minister, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, agriculture is the main source of livelihood for over 70% of the Myanmar population and considered as a driver for economic development. Enhancing agriculture production, productivity and rural livelihood have been the main objective of the government of Myanmar. It is a fundamental instrument to achieve food and nutrition security, reduce poverty, create rural and urban employment, generate sustainable broad-based economic growth, ensuring environmental sustainability. Noting the importance of the agricultural sector, strong policies and programs are being laid out to enhance more investment, particularly for smallholder farmers. For sustainable agricultural development, the government of Myanmar recognized family farming system and smallholders play an important role to ensure food security and reduce nutrition. It also encourages and supports integrated and multi-sector public policies as appropriate to raise the productive capacity and incomes, thereby strengthening the resilience of rural community. I believe, therefore, family farming, feeding the world, caring for the earth has been chosen by FAO as the theme of this year, World Food Day, and 2014. Has also been designated an international year of family farming. According to the FAO, there are more than 500 million smallholder farm families working on family farming on 90% of the total farmland worldwide. Therefore, we need to fulfill the requirements of small-scale holder farmers and to stress the support in family farming for sustainable development as the issue encouraged by the FAO. The World Food Summit 1996 called for eliminating hunger and malnutrition. In order to meet MDG's goals, measures have been taken to arrest this chronic problem by all member states, including Myanmar. Combining food security and nutrition, International Conference on Nutrition has been devised. Today, all of us here gathered at the second international conference known as ICN2 event is serving as a platform to encourage the support, the realization of the initiative of the UN to take up Zero Hunger Challenge. National Zero Hunger Challenge of Myanmar has been launched on World Food Day 2014, jointly celebrated with FAO and Ministry of Agriculture and Irrigation on last October 16. I would like to take this opportunity to mention here that with the support of assistance of FAO, Ministry of Agriculture and Irrigation is currently preparing to formulate and implement National Action Plan for Myanmar Zero Hunger Challenge. Moreover, the Ministry of Health has also prepared National Plan of Action for assuring the nutrition security in Myanmar. The government of Myanmar has implemented several nutrition programs and inclusive breastfeeding together with UN agencies like WHO, UNICEF, and NGOs. It is actively supported Sun Movement as well. It is well noted the importance of interministerial roles to combine the food security and assuring nutrition. Madam Chair, ladies and gentlemen, seeing nutrition itself cover the sense of food security, food and nutrition education is one of the most important concerns that disseminate to all consumers and stakeholders in order to raise the public awareness of food losses or food waste. If the food waste from family dining table, the waste from kitchens and holders and restaurants could be reduced, it would help to attain food security in the world. Moreover, I would like to emphasize the need for technology support, pre- and post-harvest technology in the agricultural sector, where the losses are about 40% of the production, are wasted in the handling process of agricultural supply chain in developing countries. Myanmar is no exception. The post-harvest losses are also the major challenge to overcome global food security issues. While we are putting efforts on agricultural development, improved food security in the country itself, and contributing to global needs of food security, most of the nation have been facing primary challenges like natural disaster, which the consequences of impact of global climate change. It affects not only agricultural production system, thereby food availability, but also people's ability to access food, which in turn has implication on nutritional concern. In this regard, measure has to be taken to increase the resilience of the people. Madam Chair, we are now closely working with FAO, WHO and other UN agency and civil society organizations for this course. Before ending my statement, I would like to thank Director General FAO and WHO for convening this section to address the issue of food security and nutrition. I'm looking forward to have continuous strong international support to devise strong policy and planning to address food security and nutrition through nutrition-sensitive agriculture programs and empowering smallholder farming system. I also believe that this conference will be able to bring good understanding and solutions to direction for the people of the world through policy option, institutional arrangement and capacity building, and investment strategy aiming at sustainable improving food security and nutrition, taking into consideration the global warming, climate change and natural disaster. All in all, I assure our fullest cooperation for this global undertaking. Thank you for your kind attention.